Accession number 19129, Reel 6.
You took a shotgun there once, didn't you?
No.
When was that? Was that during the day or the night?
It was during the day. If you were on guard during the night, you were on picket during the day, you see. It was a 24-hour job. But we had the sentry box there. There was like a road went down to the beach and the main road went along the coast.
Where was this?
The Winchelsea. And we had a sentry box and everything. Where you used to do your guard duty, you know, 2 on 4 off.
What's that mean?
Well, 2 hours on guard
and
4 hours off. And during the day, you used to do what you called picket. There's two of you used to stand at the sentry boxes. See, stop anybody going down on the beach road.
You just stand there all the time. You couldn't walk.
Well, same there, 2 on 4 off. But you used to have all your gear on, you know, your ammunition and everything. And there was a brand going down then, and a tripod. You used to mount it on a tripod, you see, and you'd fire it up high. And this plane came over, it was a jury. It was about 1,000, 1,500 feet up. And the Ak-Ak was off the course, the Ak-Ak was firing at him, you see. I says, I'm going to have to go at the pucker. And I fired a mag off. Full mag, 30 odd rounds. I had a report the sergeant major that the round magazine full of ammo, the Black Rat, the Blue SSC, they were reporting it to him. He says, you never in the world tried to shoot that plane down. He says, you couldn't have hit it with a boffle gun, never mind about a brain gun.
It was scared, but I never got hit by anybody.
Huh?
I never got hit by anybody.
No, they were sailing straight over.
What were the officers and the... What were the sergeants and the officers like? Were they all okay? Were they all different?
Aye. Some kind of things, man. Not many.
So when did you meet the Black Rat? Was he just...
Yeah, that was him.
After you were assigned to the unit? After you were assigned to the battalion?
He was a second assigned major.
Was he a regular then?
He joined up in... He joined up in Fenham Barracks in the early 30s.
Well, he must have been a good agent if he was still around.
He's about... he'd be about 8 or 9 years older than me. Yeah.
But you went to the cinema, you were going to go to the pictures once and the cinema was blowing up.
Me and Cookie. But we were going out the range, you see, at Hyde. I think it was Hyde, he called it. It was a big firing range down there, it's fire out to sea, the channel. And, you used to have to go up the Winchelsea to Rye, and on to Hyde. So me and Norman Kirk were on the back of the truck. We went through Rye, and they just like the Ritz, they just built a new cinema there. You know, in the 30s. So as we were going through Rye, we were looking out the back. I says, "Oh, there's a good film on there." He says, "Is that one out of the night?" He says, "No." I says, "I'm not either." He says, "We'll come down and the pictures. Right. If we get back soon, you know." And we went through. We're on the range all day. You know, it's an old dear job firing. Take your haversack rations with you. You know, they have these dishes of tea when you have sandwiches and that. You just ate them and come back at night. The bloody pitch house was flat. We dropped a bomb on it, jumped the deer.
So what did you say?
Hmm?
What did you think?
There was a few killed, I think. Clean as the manager.
You saw Montgomery, didn't you? Did you see him?
Oh, we see him regular, that bugger. My eye was there. He was stationed there. He was in a big house in Winchelsea. Well, his stuff used to come in down in Nuffy. We had like a little bungalow thing. And that was the Nuffy. And he used to come in there. His drivers and the NES. Oh, he had a big stuff.
Did people like him? Did they think he was alright?
Oh, I was the same regular man, the Jeep. I see him coming along the road.
Did you have to salute?
Oh, aye, the bloody officer. He was always in front of me. He said, for giving the bloody eyes right. You know, he went past. First you'd say who was a bloody sergeant driving a jeep. I was saying regular.
So
they all just disappeared. Mr. Mourinho, he was out in North Africa.
Did you know where you were going to go? So what did people think? What people just
why you when we got on the boat? We got on the boat in Liverpool.
But did you know? When did you know you were going overseas? Because if you're down there in early 1942, you're still training.
Oh, why we
so
went?
So when did you get wind?
It was about September time, October time. And we all got 7 days leave. Came home, 7 days leave, embarkation leave. I nearly grew abroad after it. Went back to hell.
So most people probably thought you'd gone to the desert, couldn't you?
We hadn't a clue. We knew we were going abroad, that was it. We got back down there and then we went to we went to Camberley, near Aldershot, Sandhurst, where Sandhurst is. We had a couple of weeks, we were inspected by the King.
Did you?
Oh, right.
But the whole battalion,
yeah, the whole brigade, 3 battalions. The whole brigade, and maybe the whole division.
What about our bones, Tom?
And then we entrained at Farnborough, I think. Kid bags and everything. Night time. We were all going on the train, special train. We finished up in Liverpool, docks. Straight on the ship.
What kind of ship was it?
No, it was a trade carrier, MV Staffordshire, motor vessel.
How big was it?
No, it was a big one. Why? 10 or 12,000 tons.
How many blocks go on? Was it the Durham light? Did you have other yards as well?
Oh, I was There were three ships all together. The convoy was a fast convoy. Four troop ships. They were all big ones.
When was that? That was December.
Aye.
So they'd already landed in North Africa?
Oh, aye, they were there.
So you were like reinforcements?
Mm. Christmas Day, We set sail. Going up past 11 in the morning. End up with Mercy.
Did he let you out on Christmas Eve? Could you have
had a baby? What?
Did you know?
You were on the bloody ship there.
How long were you on the ship before I sailed?
We'll be on 2 nights at least.
And did he not let you out of Liverpool?
No. You got off that train, you smeared up the gangplank.
So what did he let you do on the ship? Was there anywhere to do it?
Well, you had that was a dry ship.
So did you just go down with a cup of pop and that thing?
Oh, I can get props if I get. You know, there's big Miss Dexman. Racks overhead. Hammocks. Sleeping hammock. Racks up again on the tables. Then we set sail.
Was anybody there to set you up, like a band or anything?
No. 10 days, I think, on board ship.
So what did they let you do? Did they have to do exercises on the deck and that stuff?
I had fire drill and stuff like that. Oh, I had PT. And you wanted PT.
Did you have an escort with any battleships or
anything? Oh, I had PI. It's pretty destroyers flying board all the time. See the battleships way in the distance. There's 2 or 3.
Did they let you go up on the deck then have a look at it?
Oh, I didn't go up on the deck. Yeah. But you were on duty just the same way. Fire pickets, things like that. Guard duty. Watertight doors. Stand guard on the doors. Water points. There's a guard on.
But you're organising a platoon then by that night.
Everything was organised.
So who were the other blokes in the platoon?
Oh, I don't know why you were over there.
Can you remember the
platoon
names?
Like that. When you're in a platoon like that, you're together all the time.
So many blokes is that? Is that 22 or something like that?
Why, a platoon is 28 men. 28, 30 men.
Can you remember the names of them?
That's including the NCOs and you have an officer.
So you have a lieutenant?
Yeah, a duke.
And then you have after that?
Lieutenant Duke was our platoon officer. And then Sergeant Forsyth.
Was he the Black Rat?
No. No, he's in charge of the company. Mm-hmm. He's a company sergeant major. Four platoons in your company. He's a company sergeant major. Sergeant Forsyth. Sergeant Renison. Corporal Edgar. There's 2 or 3 lance corporals.
There'll be like sections within the...
In the section. Bren Gunner. Number 2. Rifleman. In theory, that's the way it works. Grenadiers. He never used to bother with that. It was the brain gunner number 2. And rifleman after that, and everybody had their own grenades, you know.
So were you in like a section?
Yeah.
Who would they be? Can you remember the names of the other blokes?
What?
The other blokes in your section.
Yeah. Well, they kept changing as well. My number 2 was calling Buddy Foster. And then I had a bloke called Poe. Eddie Poe. was Rory, not called Rory. That's the bloke I had to go on escort to bring back me and the corporal. Little Rory, was Kershaw. He got killed. What's the forget his name now. Duke got killed.
Boat.
Where?
Minute 43, you're on the boat.
In the boat?
Aye. And if you were on the board and you were going on about that.
Oh, right.
So long were you on the board for?
About, I think it'd be about 10 days. We set sail Christmas Day. 11 o'clock. We were getting to Algiers, about January 4th or 5th.
What did you stay on the water? What kind of accommodation did they give you?
Oh, it was a big troop ship.
What did you have? Did you just have a bunk or what was it?
Hammocks. It was like a big room, oh, massive. And they had these tables, you know, rows and rows of tables, and your hammocks strung up high. And those shelves above the table, they put all your gear up there, his kit.
So what was your gear? What extra stuff would you have? Did you have to carry your
bag? Well, yeah, a small pack.
Does that have a sack?
A small one, and your valise, that's a big one. And kit bags are all somewhere else, be in the hold somewhere.
What was in your kit bag? What was that? Was that?
Oh, it was all your gear, spare gear. Spare uniforms, boots, things like that, socks, underwear, and any personal stuff was all in your kit bag, you know.
So what was the routine on the ship? Did they get you up? Did they still wait you up?
You used to be on duty, they had duties to, you're on guard, picket, watertight doors, and you're on guard on them, water points, you know, where you get a drink.
What kind of food did they have?
Well, you see, how's your tap?
Like what?
Like whiskey in the army, it's in England, it's the same. Practically. I used to do PT and then, you know, on deck. And
did you see
drill and things like that?
Did you see any of the crewmen?
Oh, I knew nothing about all the time.
But were they British?
Oh, I. In fact, the bloke, first time, my number two, he's one of his mates was on it, on the same ship. He belongs to South Shields. He was a crewman. Well, when we got to Algiers, the guy sorted out first. He says, "Oh, you wait with me." And we went up the front end of the ship, and this mate of his was chugging loads of bread. We got a few of the lads, we were all loaded up with bread. Long loaves, you know, like round loaves, loins.
So, who was on the ship? Was it just your battalion, or was there other people?
Oh, there was other people on as well.
What other regiments are there?
Well, there was the. In our brigade, there was the Sherwood Foresters and 75th Leicesters. That was our brigade. I think it was 139 Brigade. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the officers, did they have their own little look? Did they have a bit of...
Oh, they were all up hiding them, so you saw them not on the boat there.
You could only see them when they give you
orders. They were up they had their own mess and everything up there.
Did you get a speech before they set sail? Or did they give you a speech at all before you set sail or when you landed or anything? Or when you
Tell you how you go on and things like that. But it was a big staircase down into the river, you know. Proper troop ship. When you went down, you could smell the diesel, the oil, the diesel engine boat, MV Staffordshire, that's what you called it. You could smell it, and it was sickly.
Was it rough weather going there, or was it all calm?
No, it wasn't bad. It was rough times, you know, you used to get... It's got a bit crazy. But I wasn't seasick for 4 or 5 days. Then came on.
And most of them seasick?
I used to go up to the toilet, a bloody great big massive toilet. And the stink up there was terrible. Seeing it spewing up. Mm. And that's what set you off.
Just anything happen on the way there, or was it just a quiet journey?
No, it's quiet. There was one hell of a bump during the night. I don't know what the hell it was, but there's nothing said about it. It's like as though a bloody torpedo had hit the ship, but it hadn't gone off.
Did you see the dry land? Did you know you were getting to dry land, did they tell you, when you were almost there? Did you know where you were going before you set up?
No, we didn't know, but...
Even when you set up from Liverpool, you didn't know?
No.
So you could have been going up to, like, Singapore or somewhere, couldn't you?
Oh, aye.
Nobody knew?
Yeah. But it wasn't long the rumours started going, you know. We knew we weren't going there, the Far East, so it was only a one of the place we could be going.
How did you know it wasn't the Far East?
Huh?
How did you know it wasn't the Far East?
You wouldn't know. The officers and that all knew. They all knew. And then the first sign we had is when we were going through the med there, Strait of Gibraltar. I think it was in Morocco. You could see it in the distance, the lights. It was one of the first lights we saw. I think it was Spanish Morocco, I'm not sure. Then we went through the straits during the night. It was all one side, it was all lit up, you know, you could see the lights. Improving the Algiers.
And you knew where it was and all that, they'd say that, did you knew it?
Well, we knew then,
So what happened when the boat, you saw the bloke fishing with his fishing rod?
Was he on the pier end.
Was that the first bloke you saw?
We're only about 20 yards off, you know, there's two piers come round like that. And the ships come through the middle, he was sitting there. He said, "You'll be here for fucking years yet."
He said he was going back tomorrow.
We pulled out tomorrow and going back. He must have been on convoy duty.
Well, you're better off than him.
You're
better off than him because he was probably getting sunk or some stuff. So what happened after you pulled in? Did they?
Got everything sorted out. Kid bags, everything. They left them. And we had a march to this place called Eucalyptus. I said it was only 2 or 3 miles. The book was 2:15. Must have been.
So you marched straight through the outside the town. There wasn't any trucks or anything in the country. There wasn't any trucks or anything. There wasn't any trucks or anything to carry him.
Oh, the trucks and that was on. We had the bloody kit bags and that on. Oh, we had a march. And we saw the bloody Arabs in there. But it's only a little place, Eucalyptus. And there's a town 2 or 3 miles down the road called Maison Carrie. They're all French, you know. And we're there 3 or 4 days. You know, we started training again there. Used to go road marches and went and training and things like that. PT.
What did you live in there? Did you live in tents or in a...
No, we're just in a building, concrete floor. we had no biscuits or palliasses in the house. We just a pretty gas cap on the floor. We were on top. Pretty awful.
Who else was there besides you? Was that just the Durhams or was there other people?
Oh, I were all together. I don't know where they were. The Boris was in there. They'd be near at hand.
What did he do about sunburn and that? Did he give you any preparation for that?
No. Well, he always had his tin hat on. No, you know, it was shirt sleeve all day and he started that. Smoke, doing exercise and that with you. In your shirt sleeves, you know.
But you get bent though on your arms.
Well, it wasn't bad. It was the poor end of the year, you know. It was just after New Year. Wasn't all that hot.
Did they let you out into the town at all, or did they?
Oh,
they
I think it was on a Saturday. Used to go down, it wasn't out of bounds, you could go down to Maison Carrie, but and then he put these Liberty trucks on, and used to take your turns going down back to Algiers. We went to Algiers for a Liberty truck. There was half a dozen of us went. And messing about in Algiers. Used to drink this, what's it called? Wine. I think it was Muscatel, I'm not sure. Used to drink that.
What was that like? Was it full of just other soldiers running around?
Yanks, the lot.
Was every bus place out of bounds, like certain
roads? Every place, every ferry place, yeah.
That was officers only.
Officers only.
Was that just any? It was like it would be British or American.
Yeah.
It was just. It was.
Couldn't get in.
Did they give you money? Did they change your money in that?
Oh, I mean, got francs. French francs. We walked about there. 4 or 5 days, maybe a week. Then we got on this bloody train. Took us up the front, up that Atlas Mountains. Went over them.
And what was there on the way? Was that lots of trucks and that going there and there?
We pulled into this station. There was a railway tunnel through the mountain. Train pulled in, and we all got out. Came back, and there was a station. on the end. We went in there for it was a meal and everything prepared for us, because our old transport, the trucks and that went up by road, you know. Mm. And they were must have been in front. And this meal ready for us. Some of the bookers got out of the train, left the doors, never closed the doors. Mm. We're all in this like a big waiting room, you know. There's a bloody train come down the other way and knocked down for the bloody doors off. God, oh man. We got back on. It's cold at night, you know.
How long does it take? How long you're on the train
for? Oh, hell. We're in a few hours. Only a few hours. And we had blankets.